Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and the First Lady are in Hawaii, where they're meeting with wildfire survivors and emergency workers. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
From the ground and air, the Bidens will see the fire's devastation, though the full scope and death toll are still unknown, as the first couple interrupted a week-long Lake Tahoe vacation and headed for Maui. FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell says the Biden administration's already given more than $8.5 million in aid to some 8,000 affected families, and the president's committed to backing a long recovery. The fires killed more than 100 people, and Maui County's mayor said yesterday 850 are still listed as missing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Greece will take part in training of Ukrainian Air Force pilots for F-16 jets, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday. He said, "Today we have the important result for aviation coalition. Greece will participate in training of our pilots for F-16. I am grateful for this proposal," Zelensky said during a joint press conference with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis in Athens. West Africa's main regional bloc, ECOWAS, has rejected a proposal by Niger's military junta to hold elections within 3 years of a July coup, an ECOWAS commissioner said on Monday. The junta's leader said over the weekend the military government that seized power on July 26 would launch a national dialogue to consult on a transition back to democracy that should last no longer than 3 years. This is VOA News. Political parties in Zimbabwe are bracing for the country's general election Wednesday. For VOA, Columbus Mavhunga has the story.
Zimbabweans are getting ready to choose their leaders in the country's general election on Wednesday. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa of the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC party, will lock horns with President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ZANU-PF party, along with other candidates for the presidency. While actual figures of unemployment are hard to come by, Zimbabwe's informal sector has been mushrooming for the past 2 decades. Columbus Mavhunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Somalia has banned TikTok, messaging application Telegram, and online betting website 1xBet to limit the spread of indecent content and propaganda, its communications minister said. Members of insurgent group Al-Shabaab often post about their activities on TikTok and Telegram. The decision comes days after Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed said a military offensive against Al-Shabaab aims to eliminate the Al-Qaeda-linked group in the next 5 months. Several TikTok users in Somalia, who make money from posting videos or promoting their wares on the platform, said they oppose the ban. Thailand's digital minister plans to ask a court to shut down Meta Platforms Facebook in Southeast Asia's second-largest economy unless it takes action over scams that have affected more than 200,000 people, he said on Monday. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The Ministry of Digital Economy and Society said it had made repeated requests for advertisements it identified as scams to be taken down by Facebook, but it said the problem continued and it would therefore look for court intervention. A ministry spokesperson told Reuters officials were currently gathering evidence of wrongdoing by Facebook, and that would be presented before court. The spokesperson said the court could close down pages and accounts if there was a lot of wrongdoing. It could also close the entire platform. The ministry said scams found on Facebook included luring users to invest in fake companies.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Wildfires ravaging Canada's British Columbia province are showing some signs of easing, and the weather conditions should improve through Monday into Tuesday, although crews are still battling blazes, emergency officials said. More than 35,000 people have been driven out of their homes over the past 4 days as flames spread in the western region, forcing the government to deploy the military. I'm Joe Ramsey.